Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. So let's be honest, most people forget what they have learned. They keep chasing the next concept. They're hoping that something new will entertain them. They hope that this next learning will finally stick. But that's not how it works. When something really lands within you, when it becomes part of who you are, that's when you do not need any more input. You actually need a mirror in order to understand this. This lesson is that mirror. Because whether you realize it or not, you have changed. Have you noticed you not getting pulled into emotional chaos maybe the way you used to before? Or you now feel that your baseline trust in your energy field has increased and that energy can actually hold you? Or maybe you catch yourself making decisions from alignment, and it's almost like amazing how easy it is versus the fear or conditioning like before. These are not small things. These are evolution markers. In Transcension School, we have worked through 10 powerful multidimensional gateways this year, and now is the time to see who you have become. In this lesson, you'll be guided through an integration experience that activates the encoded wisdom that you have gathered, that brings your frequency into harmony with the next level self. This is also where we will activate the crystalline mirror, the quantum reflection of your embodied self, and witness how much vibration, clarity, authority, sovereignty has actually been upgraded, so you're not doubting it. So let's begin. This is the time to resonate in your field the frequency that you have calibrated yourself to, so that you can experience them consciously and remind yourself of all the codes you have gathered and know now how to activate them on demand. This is not something like, oh, let's learn again. This is remembering this, but this time through your body. So we're going to walk through the upgrades that you have received. So now you can hold them one frequency at a time and remind your body about that experience. All right. So the first one we dove into was Christosophia Blueprint. This is when the original harmonic architecture of divine union was created, stabilized, internal polarity activated. This is the blueprint, and when it's embodied, you're no longer outsourcing your masculine and feminine power. They are united and balanced. Your inner Sophia light and Christ consciousness structures work together as one field. This frequency lets you create without collapse, lead without distortion. So tune into that for a moment. Christos Sophia Blueprint. Good. Now, the nature of time and the false ascension matrix. That was another calibration you have received. When you understand the nature of time, you dissolve the illusion that time is only linear and authoritative and controls you and all of that. You know now how to collapse timelines and how to anchor yourself in organic now moment. You can spot the hijacks from the false ascension matrix and reclaim your alignment. Come back. This frequency lets you feel when something is off. It's like a resonance tuning fork within you, and opt out before it entangles you. So tune into that for now. Another frequency we looked at and studied was planetary stargates, macrotubular network. When your frequencies match to the planetary stargate system, you are able to resonate with the gates, assist them in cleansing and activation, and even travel through the MTN. Stargates are also living access points within your system, inside your energy field. That's the microtubular network. That's a holographic of the larger one. As you calibrate to the Earth Stargate network, you can walk as a guardian node, essentially, energetically being that point of reference, not a passive participant anymore, but an active guardian. This frequency lets you move between dimensional layers and shift your perception of the anchor point with clarity, with purpose, and of course, to help this planet cleanse itself. So tune into that frequency for a moment. Then we looked into cleaning up the hijacking of the false matrix and what personal integrity frequency is for you. Because understanding how the false matrix generates illusions and blocks your perception of spirit is the key to living in integrity, karma-free and sovereign, which is what we all want. The more you shed the false matrix distortions, the more you establish non-negotiable energetic boundaries. This is the soul level authority that we all want. This is not the trauma defensive thing when you're protecting all the time, but when you are standing in your sovereign self. Practicing activating your cosmic column shield, remember that, this beautiful column of light, and remembering how to source power from within in your path, stepping into the syntropic multidimensional simulation and beyond. This is the frequency that allows you to hold your center, even in chaos, without needing to shrink, hide, defend, protect, living undefended in this original code. So tune into the cosmic column shield for a moment so you remember that frequency. We also looked at manifesting your ultimate timeline, because when you stop waiting for external proof and begin embodying the version of you that already lives in a chosen timeline somewhere, you are able to manifest it. You're able to shift the timelines. So remember dropping the quantum anchor. You learn how to do that, intentionally collapsing current conditions, the place where challenge exists, and locking into your desired frequency where the challenge does not exist, giving this process a precision, understanding how to actually do it within your field. Your body then becomes the vehicle for this timeline stabilization. So you're no longer waiting for some outside match because you become the anchor. The frequency lets you consciously select the reality that you want and move through the timelines with mastery. So remember that frequency for a moment. Remember how we were tuning into timelines and shifting them. Now, we also looked into frequency of joy. This was the most fun, I think, of all of them, because remembering joy is a universal signature of alignment. This is what helps you stop chasing fulfillment and actually begin using joy as your energetic GPS in your lifetime. You calibrate yourself to the state of joy. Your nervous system regulation is calibrated to joy. It becomes your quantum medicine and soul truth attunement. because that's the natural state, right? The factory setting. This frequency lets you align your physical, your mental, your emotional fields, all of it into coherence. So you manifest from the overflow, not from lack, because joy naturally lives in overflow. So let's tune into that frequency for a moment. We also looked for decluttering for speeding up manifestation. That was another awesome one, one of my favorites, because we're all sick of the productivity hacks, right? We know that the real energetic alignment, refinement is what is needed, because releasing this emotional residue, distorted mental programming, decluttering yourself, outdated physical clutter as well, that creates space and speeds up manifestation of your dreams. You know that that inner space is a frequency container, and the less distortion it holds, the more aligned manifestation can occur, right? So every time you notice like, oh, how come I'm intending and whatever, and it's not moving, or something feels like it's really slow, well, what can I clean up in my emotions, in my thoughts, in my physical space? So that there is more space, which then moves the energy. Cleansing your field to make room for what belongs to you now, not what used to fit you before, the old version of you. So you can generate new frequency so that your space matching the new frequency that you are becoming. That's the upgrade for your next level. So let's tune in for a moment to that decluttering the spaciousness energy we were playing with, and notice what you have done in your life because of that. And of course, we looked into quantum jumping and embodying your new avatar. This was totally amazing. Accessing your future self, making deliberate choices to become that being in thought, in vibration, in behavior. So this is shifting yourself into your desired future when you stop trying to reach and strive for that next level, stop striving for perfection or some enoughness, and actually fully change your habitual broadcast. You recalibrate yourself to the new version, to the new avatar. You become the vibratory match for the version of you who already holds the outcome that you want, allowing that version to lead and actually assembling that new avatar from the atoms in the new timeline. That is totally awesome. I'm so glad that you learned how to do that. This frequency allows you to collapse time, accelerate embodiment by making the future vision your baseline identity. So tune in for a moment for yourself, like what was your experience with quantum jumping and the new avatar creation? We also studied different ascension symptoms and the biological light body shift, ascension process of enlightening your body. When you get that your body is an ally on your journey, not something you're supposed to override, you stop fighting it, you begin listening to it finally as a multidimensional instrument that you can actually play and create amazing music with. You recognize that your health symptoms are upgrade indicators, not malfunctions, and you connect to your medical team guides more. You begin to consciously work with your biology to align to higher dimensional bandwidth, which is how your body then starts to upgrade as well. This frequency lets your body evolve as your consciousness does, sort of progress with you, so that healing, recalibration, DNA activations, all of this happens in harmony. So tune into your biological ascension process. And of course, we looked at Sekhmet and the Starseed initiative that she created, because connecting with Sekhmet activates this Ma truth, this higher divine truth, and the passion for your mission, why you're here in the first place. She teaches how to transmute rage and pain into clarity, how to stand in your mission without apology, how not to minimize your power anymore, how to be the natural path of organic simulation, how to be in syntropy. remembering your role in the Starseed Initiative, this cosmic agreement that you have made long time before this lifetime, and how it places you correctly in a scheme of things, amplifying your purpose, why you're here, what lesson you're learning, what specific mission you have, focusing on divine assignment, kind of like minimizing it from the big to something smaller so that you can actually navigate this way, becoming spirit-led. This frequency lets you stand tall in your mission. Take space with unconditional love for yourself and for humanity and embody the power without distortion. So tune in for a moment to your mission here on Earth and your place, your vibration, your unique code that you are bringing. Good. Now let's play with the embodiment mirror. So look at yourself now, not as you were, but as you are. Can you feel how your energy range has widened? Can you sense how much less reactive you are? Or at least if you are reactive, that you're able to notice it right away and not get stuck in it. Can you hear the clarity of your thoughts, the strength in your boundaries? Can you feel that you are broadcasting a different signal now to the planet, to the universe, to the morphogenic field? Can you feel those changes in your presence? Notice where they are in your body. This is what the solar console means by transcension, from density to light, from programming to sovereignty, from fragments to wholeness. You are the light code incarnate here on Earth. Like literally, you are it. You're the broadcasting station, tuning fork, vibrating, recalibrating. And as you do that for yourself consciously, you also help humanity sort of by default, just by broadcasting. Now let's tune into the most important aspects of your personal transcension portal. Like what stood out for you the most? Was it shedding counterfeit obligations and attachments of the false matrix so that you can step fully into your sovereign self? Was that the main thing that you would say has changed within your body, within your system, within your consciousness? Or was it healing your body and decluttering your inner and outer world to allow space for the new frequencies to come in? Or maybe it was reconnecting to your soul mission and consciously shifting timelines from survival to expansion, to actually leading. Or was it activating that Christos Sophia blueprint while amplifying the joy frequency in your energy field so you can show up differently in your life? When you understand your personal area of focus, it becomes the filter through which you can then decode the lessons you are currently experiencing. Like whatever's happening right now has a specific filter, and that filter is this particular area of focus that if you understand that, it makes things so much easier. It shows you what you're broadcasting, what the quantum field is then reflecting back. So you start to get this feedback loop. And remember, it does not have to be a mental exercise here. So it's not about like you have to mentally know this. Trust your intuitive knowing. Trust the frequencies that show up for you. A lot of it is, it could come to you as imagery, as sounds, as experiences, as feelings. Let yourself be guided by what's fascinating, like what fascinated you the most, what pulled you in, what made your cells light up, you know? What is your soul asking for now? What is spirit guiding you into? Sit with this for a moment. And congratulate yourself on this massive inner shift that you have made here so far in Transcension School. Not as someone who just learned things because, you know, you were needing to be entertained spiritually, but as a soul who fully stepped into some of those frequencies, actually stepped on the path of becoming who you truly came here to be. Your inner work is not finished. It's alive in you now, and it will keep going because you are one-time cosmic event. You're here with a purpose. For some of you, the journey might be about elevating your frequency or expanding your energetic range. For others, it maybe was about up-leveling your life, like your choices, your relationships, your place in the world, and so on. You might be living in incredibly challenging lifetime right now and simply surviving while remembering the light is a monumental accomplishment. You might be cleaning some personal or collective karma, maybe family karma, by transmuting pain into awakening. You might be here to show up, speak out, take a very visible action, create ripples in a human collective. Whatever your unique mission is, we are all agents of awakening. And the more you walk the spiral path of transcension, the more you upgrade your perceptions, the more you cleanse the filter so you can see clearly, not through the false matrix perception that's muddied. The more you become the living example of what it means to exist beyond the false matrix, you become the point of reference for humanity, for what it looks like to be free, to be whole, to be spirit-led, which is what humanity is currently missing. So in this special meditation that comes with this lesson, exclusive for Transcension School members, you will amplify this transformation, all the things we just looked at. It would be awesome because we activate the areas of your most potent change. We bring the right frequencies in so that you can hold them in your body and integrate the lessons so you can finally embody the next level, whatever that specifically looks for you. But that creates a specific activation so that you can then serve humanity by being you, by just being yourself in alignment, okay? Your transcension journey continues. And now you walk with clarity of your vision, with embodied power and sovereignty and multidimensional purpose of your lifetime. Be love. Be free. Be God. My love to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.